Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A weather triple threat locking down northeast Montana today. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory as temperatures skyrocket into the high 90s, potentially cracking 100 degrees along the Missouri and Yellowstone River valleys. Officials warn of dangerous heat, critical fire risk, and hazardous boating conditions through midweek. At the pump, Montana gas prices are finally flattening out, but they remain painfully close to 2022's record highs. AAA Montana reports the statewide average now is hovering at $4.57 a gallon. That number confirmed as well by GasBuddy.com. In economic news, the state's job market is showing some fresh strength. Governor Gianforte announced April's unemployment rate ticked down to 3.5%, comfortably beating the national average of 4.3%. Officials of the U.S. Interior Department pledging to work on getting Montana's last outstanding tribal water compact resolved before the end of the year. That commitment voiced last week when the Senate Indian Affairs Committee was hearing testimony from Assistant Interior Secretary William Kirkland. Senator Steve Daines is working to get the Northern Montana Water Security Act approved, resolving the treaty promises made by the federal government with the Fort Belknap Indian community.
This is about water security for tribal and non-tribal water users. It's for infrastructure for Montana agriculture and certainty for future generations of Montanans. These are legacy kind of decisions we can make and move forward and settle it and not put this on the backs of our children and grandchildren. The bill I have ensures long-term stability across the High Line of Montana and upholds the federal government's trust responsibility.
If approved, the act would legally affirm the water rights of the Fort Belknap Indian community, made up of the Gros Ventre and Assiniboine tribes. It would have a land swap involved there. And most importantly, it would free up as much as $1.3 billion in infrastructure funding. This is the Montana State News Network.